This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour here on our Tuesday program. December the 12th is upon us on the DJV Experience. Welcome Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Stefarino in to inspire you. That's what Joanne Aiello of San Mateo said. She's the, wasn't she one of the winners on the, she's one of the Works Tool Giveaway winners. She has been listening to this program for a long time, and that's a good thing. Also, Lewis Hammond III won our Work Switch Driver and Drill. This is a gold standard idea for those of you who love to do things at home. This cordless drill will deliver every time. I have one of them in my truck. And then the Pegasus Folding Work Table and Sawhorse. You'll get that if you register at djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. Go to the website. You'll see a place to register for the giveaway. And we're pulling names at random. We have two more of these sets to give away before Christmas. So just sign up at djvshow.com for the drawing. And Joanne, thank you for being such a loyal listener for such a long time. The folks at NASA are at it again. And then once they go at it again, I go at it.
Oh, boy. Buckle right, up, so, kids.
Here we
it's
go.
It's going to be a long one.
The astronomers at NASA are using one of the world's largest telescopes to check a mysterious object that's speeding through our solar system. They think it is alien technology. They do not think that it is an asteroid, but it is something being propelled with some kind of, they haven't been able to figure out what the propulsion system is yet. The Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, listening today for radio signals being broadcast from this cigar-shaped box that was spotted in the solar system last month. It arrived from interstellar space, is traveling at 196,000 miles an hour. The Breakthrough Listen Project is what this is called. Searching for evidence of alien civilization, said they are monitoring this object called Oumuamua. The first phase of observation.
Wasn't that a Chumbawamba song?
Yes, it is. Oumuamua. They listen 10 hours a day. They're tuning into four different radio transmission bands to find out what the origin of this. Now, why they thought this particular object was from another solar system is because of what they can see on the exterior. It's the first time anything like this has been seen in our solar system, spotted by researchers at the University of Hawaii. They are always looking in the heavens. Their job there is to look for killer asteroids. And now they found this this very interesting object that they call an interstellar planetary something or other. I don't know, but Oumuamua is about 400 yards long and only about a tenth of that width. So it's 440. It's fairly narrow. What is it, 40 yards across? What is it, football field?
100 yards is football
100
field.
Yards. So it's like half the size of a football field in terms of width and about the length of a football field in length. Wow. Chances are we'll hear something, but it'll be something that we have to listen very carefully for. And when we get the information, we'll... It's like they have assumed that there is some life in this thing. And it's the first time, some of these scientists say, the first time in our lifetime that we've seen something like this. Fundamental question in science. The fundamental question they are analyzing, are we alone? And their answer, the Royal Society of whatever in London says, nope, we're not alone. So they've spent $100 million now to try to put up other telescopes around not only our country but in Australia to search for alien civilizations. And this is the first time, the real reason I'm bringing it up is because it's the first time in my knowledge, that NASA has actually admitted that they're looking for alien life. They're looking for spacecraft. I don't know that I've never heard that before of you, that they actually admitted. We know they're doing it, but there has been no admission on the part of NASA to this point that they actually, think about how amazingly fantastic that is, that this government, conservative government body, thinks that it's time for them to tell us that there is alien technology, alien life forms, and we're following them. So there's a something and a half to be thinking about. You see a picture of this thing?
No.
It looks like a cigar. It does. You see, but you can go to NASA's website and just Google UMA, OUMAUMMUA.
You lost me. Wait, what?
That's simple. There's a lot of going on there.
OUM.
Yep.
UAM.
Oh, it comes up. Okay.
You got it?
Omawamalama. Right. Yeah, it sounds like Hawaiian.
Doesn't look like a cigar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So there's the latest report from outer space. Let's come back to Earth and talk about this 27-year-old, what is his name, Alkid Ula? Something like that. The guy who wore the device that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
An improvised low-tech pipe bomb.
Not very well.
It worked, but it didn't work.
Him.
Right, yeah. It's got his poo-poo has gone poo-poo. So, end of that. And they apparently there were four police officers who were right on this. Did you see that? They were right there on this.
They saw him coming.
Yeah.
And I guess the latest information is he was upset by the Christmas posters that were hanging up in the Port Authority building in the terminal itself.
These guys.
And he was very angry at American culture, and he's angry at Israel because of Israel's actions against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And so this was his way of lashing out, I guess, at both Israel and...
You don't like it here, go home.
Well, I want to know his neighbors. Apparently, he lives with his brother and his sister.
But he was mean.
Yeah, and fighting and the last two nights right before it happened, I'd be curious to see what comes from that when they start interviewing the neighbors and the brother and the sister and what were they fighting about.
The family is complaining and saying that they were not treated fairly by American officials in their questioning. So now you're going to have that going I don't know. But you know what? If your brother is a terrorist, you're going to be under some scrutiny. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
When you
should be.
Well, if you live across the country and you don't have any, contact, that makes a
different story.
That. But when you're living in the building with him and you're having fights with him, obviously you know what's going on. You know he's building some sort of something in the basement. These buildings in Brooklyn.
He did it at work, actually. It was a cab driver, but he let his cab license expire. He was working for an electrical company, and he said he got the idea to build this. It was really crude. It was put together with, like, Christmas lights and a 5-inch pipe or whatever.
Yeah.
And he did it at work while he was on his job. Yeah. Crazy.
Go home. Go back to where you came from. That may sound simplistic.
I don't think he's going back to where he came from at this point.
No, but this chain migration thing, get the hell out of here.
I know that we are all sensitive to people's problems and why they want to come here, and we live in a great country. But chain migration, basically one person wins a lottery, and then they're not really vetted. They just win the lottery, and then all of a sudden they get to bring in all of their family members. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm just tired of this. Just friggin' tired of it. 15 past the hour. Here's something I'm not tired of, talking about the benefits of you helping yourself to a new job using ZipRecruiter.com, where you can post your job to all these job sites. This is for the employer. See, there's a 50-50 thing here. The employer and the potential employee. And it's so refreshing to see so many people hiring. The economy is robust. People are looking for folks to fill important jobs, looking for great talent for a successful business to continue. And ZipRecruiter, it has been found, is the way to connect you as the job seeker with the person who's looking for someone who has your skills. Find out now while ZipRecruiter is working through a lot of there are tons of people this time of year, more than any other time of year, looking for jobs. So if you want to join the people who are smart, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, which will allow you to use ZipRecruiter free the first time you use it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Businesses of all sizes finding the most qualified candidates. Immediate results. Nothing but good comes from your involvement on either side of the equation at ZipRecruiter. So different, so wonderful, so helpful. Post the job. Post your resume on ZipRecruiter.com and use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV as an employer. That doesn't cost anything to post your resume, but if using ZipRecruiter, you'd pay for it normally. Use it free, though, at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. And when you order online at Staples.com, you can pick up in-store in an hour. So now it's easier than ever to get great gifts for everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
I was looking at a list of the top 10 new shows that are around, thinking to myself, I didn't really know these shows even existed. Never mind coming back like Twin Peaks. Yeah, I understood that. These are new shows or revived shows that are coming back on television or have already. Better Call Saul. Did anybody ever watch that before?
No. Yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah, I have too, but I don't know. Right. Better Things on FX. Anybody ever hear of that show?
That's a comedy, right?
Is it?
I haven't seen it,
Single
but I've heard
Mother
of it.
Raising Three Children.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. The Leftovers on HBO. Big Little Lies. Insecure.
That's a great show. Yeah.
Is it?
That's
Legion.
A limited series, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's coming back, though. They're going to do another piece.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. All these shows coming back. I've never heard of a bunch of these shows, but then I don't watch that much TV. I tend to be a traditional television watcher. In November last year, a federal judge ordered the release of Making a Murderer's Brendan Dassey. Is that how you pronounce
right.
his name?
Right, yes. Dassey? Yeah.
Chicago Federal Appeals Court has ruled he will continue to serve his life sentence behind bars. The backstory here, photographer Teresa Halbach went missing and her remains were found on Stephen Avery's property, Dassey's uncle. So anyway, the fact that this guy was on the show Making a Murderer, what was that about? That was his story, right?
Well, it's a documentary about the Stephen Avery case where they essentially accused the local police of having it in for the family who were pretty poor. They owned kind of a junkyard and that the police had planted evidence to frame him.
No, what a shock. All right, Jen, what's up tonight that's good?
Some good stuff tonight. Gwen Stefani is doing a Christmas special. You make it feel like Christmas. Blake Shelton will be there. Chelsea Handler, Seth MacFarlane, Neo will join her. That's at 9 p.m. on NBC. When Harry Met Meghan, a royal engagement, airs at 9 p.m. on TLC.
My God.
The Middle is celebrating their Christmas episode at 8 p.m. on ABC. Also, the semifinals of The Voice and Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge, 10 p.m. on CMT.
21 after.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Song, Good Morning America, ran a touching feature yesterday showcasing the 5 years that have passed since the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. 20 students lost their lives, remember that, 6 staff members.
That's terrible.
So there was a 3-minute video tribute led by, worked into the Sheryl Crow song. She wrote this to dedicate it to the victims of Sandy Hook and to benefit the nonprofit Sandy Hook Promise. Song is called The Dreaming Kind. Let's crank it up a little bit more, Carol. Listen for a second. The song she sings, I turned off the news again tonight. It's getting hard to watch everyone fight. And ain't that the truth? Her 12-year-old niece appears in the song asking, quote, could you imagine it if love was blind, if on this earth everybody was kind? Kind of a throwback to the song John Lennon did called Imagine, in a manner of speaking. There's some
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah. You can download the new song now with a charitable gift of any amount to the Sandy Hook Promise. Group says, help us continue our important work training students and adults to know the warning signs of gun violence. Every $1 you give helps Sandy Hook Promise train a student or an adult to identify signals that somebody is at risk of hurting themselves or others and intervene to prevent gun violence. This is a big subject that has no resolve, it would seem. We don't have people who have the starch or the stomach to try to deal with the laws that are on the books. I'm not one for putting more laws on the books, but I will tell you, the ones that ought to be, only the new one for the military, I think that's important, to identify people who get out of the service that are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be.
Well, that already is a law. That definitely just needs to be tightened up.
I thought it hadn't been passed yet. I don't know why. All right. So that's the new one from Sheryl Crow. Good. Here's J-Lo now on the DJB Experience. If you go back to August of 2016, Jennifer Lopez started a residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas. All I Have is what it was called, hit a milestone, notched over $1 million in ticket sales, highest gross in Planet Hollywood history. She's announced the final shows of her residency at Planet Hollywood. Quote, performing All I Have in Vegas over the last few years has been an incredible and rewarding experience that I won't soon forget. Some of the best memories on stage from my career will forever be equated with this city. Thank you to all my fans who travel far and wide to experience the show with me. I find it fascinating. She's into movies, the television show. She goes out on tour. She's got a lot of other show business interests. And she still finds time to hang around with Axelrod there, whatever his name is.
A-Rod.
A-Rod, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Plus, she has two kids, so yeah. She's a busy lady.
If you're considering purchasing seats for the show, you can expect her to sport 7 different outfits. She's on stage for 90 minutes singing and dancing. There is a... Is it Swarovski? I don't know what that...
That's Swarovski, yep.
Yeah, crystal staircase and a replica of the infamous 6 train to the Bronx in the show as well. So the final Vegas tour running June 13th through September 29th on sale starting Friday the 15th for the J-Lo final performances at Planet Hollywood. I can't imagine, though, that if somebody came back and waved another $1 million a show in front of her, that she wouldn't say, that's a good idea. I think I'll do some more of that. 28 past the hour, music and the focus on the DJB show.
In today's automotive news, Mitsubishi introduced a new compact crossover that they hope will give the company more presence in the U.S. marketplace. The new Eclipse Cross will feature much improved interior materials, which is a huge step forward for Mitsubishi, along with more technologies than previous models. The CUV has a new advanced design language that merges safety with sporty style. Under the hood, a 1.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine that outputs 152 horsepower. Vehicle features include a power-sliding panoramic roof and a 7-inch screen with SmartLink. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Duty 34 after the hour on the DJV Experience, Tuesday the 12th of December, with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to find out what women really want for the holidays in a few minutes. What do women really want? We will find that out. Congratulations to The Rock, whose girlfriend is pregnant. Again, he's got one with her, right? Now there's another one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a girl, he wrote on his Twitter page. We are boundlessly grateful for this blessing. We'll welcome our second baby in the spring. All right, so I'll keep my comments to myself because Kara gave me a little starch when I said that I thought she needed another hamburger. So.
Well, spring is going to be a good time for babies. We're going to get Kate Middleton baby. We're going to get Dwayne Johnson baby. Ooh, who knows? Maybe we'll get a Taylor Swift baby.
Why, she's pregnant?
I think she is.
We're spreading fake news, but who knows? Maybe
she's gained a lot of weight, and she's wearing very billowy tops on top and showing off lots of leg. So it's usually a diversion.
The ladies know. I don't know from nothing about that, but I'm trusting both of you to not... steer us in the wrong direction. You know what is the number one toy for girls this Christmas after all these years?
No, what?
Dollhouses.
Huh.
Dollhouses apparently are very popular this year.
Are they talking dollhouses with robo-maids and things like that? Are they all high-tech?
No, I don't get that. I see some sentimental pictures of dollhouses with the old-style dolls in them. And more young boys are playing with dollhouses, but they aren't using female dolls. They're using male dolls. I don't remember any of that stuff. I didn't play with dolls when I was a kid. I was too busy with the cows. But dollhouses. What about you, Kara? Did you have a dollhouse?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I had one, but, you know, I played more with Barbies. I don't really remember having dolls that actually fit in the dollhouse.
Yeah, what about you, Victoria? You played with dolls?
I had Barbie stuff. And there was, I had Barbie's dream house or one of those types of things that she had, yeah.
I don't my daughter had several dollhouses, and she still has them. And my son never had any of that stuff, but he has. My son is a big Star Wars and G.I. Joe guy, and he still has boxes of that stuff, plus comic books. He must have 3,000 comic books in the attic. And some of those things have got to be pretty worth, I would think they'd be valuable at this point. Is G.I. Joe
Absolutely.
Stuff? Is anybody paying any attention to that anymore?
I don't know. I don't really know people with little kids, so I'm not really sure. But my brother was actually just talking about how he used to have a lot of G.I. Joe stuff. And some of it, I guess, is still worth a lot of money if it's in good condition.
And the Star Wars stuff will always be worth more money because they're going to just continue. That's just, there's never-ending plot lines and stories that they can... that they can sort of put into play. You can count on Disney for that. Let's go back to the story of the day, the week, the month, the year. The latest casualty is Ryan Lizza from The New Yorker. Is that how you pronounce his name? Lizza? That seems to be all over the place.
Yeah.
Improper sexual conduct. We were talking earlier about the three NFL analysts that are suspended because of allegations against them. And then Norm Pattis, who is somebody that most of us in radio know, his other claim to fame is that he is one of the, I think he's the co-chairman of the University of California Regent System. He is under pressure to resign from that job, and it sure won't do his business any good either, not that he hasn't got a lot of money from having done a lot of firsts in radio. But he's been accused, as has Mario Batali, of groping women. He's the big chef, big in any number of ways. So it just continues. Every day, there's something new here. Every day, there's another one of these things, or two, or three, or four, or five, or six. I think Jennifer asked earlier, is there any end to it? Probably not, as long as this kind of stuff is in the workplace, or is in... the reality of what, you know, we live in that kind of a society.
Yep.
And so all this stuff has gone viral. Doesn't make any difference whether you're up or down, whether you're big or you're small. It appears that anybody who has, and it's good as long as it doesn't get used to get at people that are inappropriately being charged, but whoever's going after them is going after them for another reason. Because this stuff seems to stick. Unless you really put up. I haven't heard any more about Jeremy Piven, have you?
No.
I haven't heard any more
about
him.
I haven't.
Again. Yeah.
And there are a few, Jeremy Piven and Ed Westwick, the other actor who's British, he also denied this, but it seems like it's died down on those two, which makes me a little bit suspicious. And again,
accusing them,
Yes, it does, and I don't like to do that, but that makes me just slightly take a pause on those two.
Mm-hmm.
But and then again, with Mario Batali, he admitted it. And so many of these men are writing statements saying, well, I don't remember who this woman was, but yes, that does sound like me, which is terrible. It's good that they're admitting it, but it's just, if you know that that's how you have been, why haven't you changed, and why aren't you doing more about it? They just have basically been waiting to get caught.
Yesterday, about this time, the announcement was beginning for who'd been nominated for the Golden Globe Awards. That show's on next month, 75th annual Golden Globes. Who's the host of it this year? That was,
I don't know.
At Kimmel last year? No, Seth Meyers. I'm just looking at, yeah, okay.
Seth Meyers is hosting it?
Yep, January 7th. So, are we surprised? Were there any things that were left out of this that,
well, apparently
irritate
not,
you?
Well, from everything that I've read online, not a single female director was nominated, which has a lot of people upset.
Which is mainly because Greta Gerwig just directed Lady Bird, which has, like,
right,
the highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes ever, and people seem to love that movie. And also, oh, crap, what's her name? The director of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Patty Jenkins.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave her out. That's,
yeah. Yeah. I was disappointed because Beauty and the Beast wasn't nominated for musical, and I thought that was, I mean, that's one of the highest grossing movies of this year, and I thought, yeah, it was just an amazing movie. And then the Big Sick, which you really liked, was also not nominated,
yeah,
for Best Comedy, which I think was
I haven't seen any of these yet. The Best Motion, these are all late in the year motion pictures. Get Out, Lady Bird, The Disaster Artist, I, Tonya, and The Greatest Showman. I don't know what The Disaster Artist is about. Anybody know what that's?
That actually is the new James Franco, Seth Rogen movie.
Oh.
Apparently, there was a guy who made a movie. He spent $10 million of his own money. He took it very seriously. He paid for it to be in theaters. It was a terrible movie.
Yeah.
And so it went nowhere, but he really wanted it to be considered for an Oscar, which is sort of a joke. It's kind of become a cult favorite now. People watch it and throw things at the screen, kind of like a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
So then they made this movie about him making that movie.
It's one of those, it's like the best worst movie ever.
Yeah.
I've seen it a few times. It's so terrible that it's almost hilarious. But the thing is that, yeah, he was very sincere about it. It wasn't supposed to be a bad movie. He thought he was making a great movie, and then it just, yeah, it's terrible. And I think it showed on like one screen, and he,
yeah,
basically paid to have it stay on that screen for the amount of time that it needs to be considered Oscar worthy, which is just crazy. But apparently the new one, I know a few people have seen The Disaster Artist and they really liked it. So
yeah, I've heard good things too. And then Jake Gyllenhaal is another snub. He did that movie Stronger about the Boston bombing and the marathon, and everyone said he was great in that, and he was snubbed as well.
All right, well, check it out. I think that there are a lot of people who are going to be upset about how this is all shaken up. Speaking of things that are good, go to djvshow.com and click on the Visit Hawaii in 2018 banner. The departure is the 14th of March. All the information is there. Just click on it and find out how you can sign up to take a trip to Hawaii with me in March. In a moment, we find out what women really want for Christmas after this.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, it's the season for gifting, giving. Let's see if we can give Kara and Victoria a little help. Men who are listening that are interested in making them feel very special, we're going to find out what you and other women really want for the holidays. Tara Kraft is joining us now to have an overview of this. This may be a short conversation, Tara, right? Because it's a pretty simple, what is it, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend? Do you remember that song?
Well, it is true. I mean, when it comes to holiday shopping this year, you want to avoid fast fashion trends. You want to opt for something that's meaningful, something that's timeless, and something that holds value, and diamonds are the ultimate.
All right, so how do you really tell whether you have a good diamond? There are all kinds of things. I remember people scoffing at me because I didn't know the difference between diamonds and cubic zirconia. But that's,
well, you want to get something that is authentic, so a real diamond, something with inherent value and something that is beautiful. And in fact, in a recent survey by Real as a Diamond, they found that most millennial women want one standout authentic item over lots of cheaper ones. So A real authentic diamond also helps women feel more confident while wearing them. And women also see diamonds as a long-term investment in themselves. So when you give a diamond to someone, they feel uber special. But also, this is the perfect time of year for women to go out and buy a diamond for themselves, because 7 in 10 shoppers end up actually buying something for themselves during the holiday season.
So men buy diamonds for themselves at all?
Yep. Men Ever? Can, yes. In fact, investing in a pair of diamond-encrusted cufflinks is something fabulous. You know, diamonds give you confidence. By the way, right now is the most popular time of year to get engaged. So, you know, it is the perfect time of year to buy a diamond for that special someone. It's also a great idea to invest in a diamond as an heirloom piece for your daughter or for your granddaughter. You know, so whether you're buying for your daughter, yourself, or a significant other, diamonds are a beautiful choice. Because if you think about it, the look on someone's face when you give them a diamond, it's priceless. It brings intense joy.
I never had that experience when I gave diamonds.
I don't know how you couldn't, but I'm telling you, I'm wearing diamonds today, and I'd feel like a superstar.
Yeah. Hey, you haven't hung around with me for 40 years, but maybe you'll
She would deserve a lot of diamonds then.
Yeah. All right, so the idea that we are getting what we're paying for, I think that's what in some circumstances gives people cause to think, okay, how do I know I'm really getting? Is the stuff I get at brand X going to be as good as what I can get at brand Y? It's kind of, okay, a car is not a car. There are different kinds of cars. Are there different types of diamonds? Is one worth 1,000 and another one worth 1,000,000, other than what carat size it is?
Well, as long as you're buying a real, authentic diamond, you cannot go wrong. And there's so many incredible designers out there who work with real, authentic diamonds. You know, Suzanne Kalin makes beautiful, beautiful hoops. So does Doran Wallach, Gabriel and Lisa Nick. You know, they make all, you know, incredible hoops that are really current and modern for today. You can look for stacking rings, you know, sets by Memoir, Forevermark, Pomellato, and Sette Couture. They're just beautiful. There's also Y necklaces, incredibly popular today. Barbara Novick Diamonds and David Uhrman, you know, really make outstanding pieces with this silhouette this year. And again, you know, cufflinks, diamonds, diamond encrusted are amazing, or a beautiful tie clip with diamonds, something to get for yourself.
All right. What other luxury goods are good gift giving?
So you can't go wrong with a black bag, with a trench coat, you know, something from a timeless, you know, brand that will stand the test of time. And if you want more information on buying diamonds, I recommend going to realisadiamond.com or joining in on the social conversation at realisadiamond, hashtag realisrare.
All right. realisadiamond.com. And use the hashtag
#RealIsRare.
You can have a conversation. So people exchange ideas about where to get the diamonds, how big they ought to be, what the quality is, that sort of thing. Is that the conversation?
And you can see inspirational, beautiful shots of diamonds that can really help you find something for that special someone in your life.
Can you actually go into a store and order a diamond and pick it up the same day? Is that reality-based, or do things take a while to get fixed?
You know, plenty of stores do have diamonds in stock, but certainly if you want to customize something, you can order in advance and make something special.
All right, realisadiamond.com, and you want to have a conversation with people back and forth, hashtag realisrare. Thank you. Tara Kraft here at 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Recognize the Rocky music as we get started with Movie Moments at 53 past the hour, joined by Chuck Curry, our movie man. So is this Rocky news, this Creed news? What's this news, Chucker?
Creed mixing into Rocky. Sylvester Stallone was announced is not going to direct the sequel to Creed, as the studio MGM is going to go with a younger director, Stephen Caple Jr., a relatively unknown guy, to helm the project. I think the reason for that is they want to take the same feel as they did with Creed, which felt a little bit different than the other films in the Rocky franchise. Great movie nonetheless, but that's the decision the studio made. Stallone's still going to co-star playing Rocky Balboa, but the film's going to focus on the Adonis Creed character played by Michael B. Jordan. And the story broke this morning, not confirmed. I guess Stallone released it on his Twitter account that Brock Lesnar, that big hulking wrestler from the WWE, who also was a mixed martial artist fighter, will play the son of Ivan Drago in the film, which is going to be out in theaters sometime, I believe, next year.
Precious as to who Ivan Drago was.
He's a character. He's a Russian. He's a big Russian character played by Dolph Lundgren in Rocky IV. The guy who's Well, Stallone was actually ahead of his time back in the 80s with the professional athlete being injected with steroids.
Yeah.
Remember that? That's pretty
that.
Entertaining. Yep. Actually, Rocky IV made more money than any Rocky movie in the entire franchise.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It did.
All right. I want to talk with you in a moment about the Golden Globe nominations. Who is up? Who's down? How do we figure these things are legit? That's up next here on Movie Moments.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you're
have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. And when you order online at staples.com, you can pick up in-store in an hour. So now it's easier than ever to get great gifts for everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
The Ford year-end sales event is in full swing.
Okay, 50-pound bag of dog food, 2-gallon bowl and dish, extra, extra, extra large dog bones?
Yep.
What kind of dog did you adopt?
I got a puppy.
What kind of puppy needs a 5-foot sleeping bed?
A St. Bernard.
Oh, hope you have a big SUV.
I do. It's a Ford Explorer. The Ford Explorer, with available class-exclusive powerful third-row seating. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday savings. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit cash on a full lineup of Ford SUVs like Explorer, Edge, and Escape. Hurry, offer ends January 2nd, 2018. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
All right, so there's a lot of arrogance involved in these nominations, I think.
That's pretty arrogant to say, Doug Bouquet.
Sorry, yeah. But I see Christopher Plummer is nominated after he took over Kevin Spacey's role in All the Money in the World, nominated
for
Best
Supporting
Actor.
Yeah, that's a little interesting, huh? Yeah, I know.
So there are nominations for Best Director, Ridley Scott, Best Actress, Michelle Williams. So all of this stuff seems to me they're last minute things, and I wondered what you thought. The ladies are upset because there are no women directors, which seems legitimate to me, especially with all of the good shows around that were like Wonder Woman directed by women. Why aren't they nominated? Are we dealing with a bunch of sexist pigs at the Hollywood Foreign Press Association? Maybe somebody.
You're asking me this. I don't know the answer to that question. I know this. At the end of the day, the only thing that truly matters, I think, in historical contents is who wins the Oscar. I mean, the Globes are, as a telecast, are a lot of fun. It's the most streamlined, entertaining of all telecasts. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure everybody in the industry wants to get nominated or win, especially the studios, because like now they could publicize All the Money in the World, which opens on Christmas Day. They could tag it in their TV commercials with all these nominations. So that's good. Golden Globes is always a little bit weird. If you remember, like 30 years ago, Pia Zadora was nominated and won a Golden Globe. It was a lot more fixed back in the day, a lot more legitimate now. But I think, the Oscars is the real golden statue that everybody really wants.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. All right, so congrats to Christopher Plummer.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.